What's up, buddy?
What's up, man?
How you doing?
Doing awesome. Hey, man, I was going to tell you earlier, but I didn't. But speaking of Long Cut, that's Long Cut, by the way, if you guys don't know our homies yet. Great music. Love promoting those dudes. Appreciate them letting us promote it. Yeah, man, I was talking to JT the other day, and he called me, and I was over at Brett's house.
Okay.
Driving Porsches and shit. And and he's like, yeah, man, I got this idea. And I was like, yeah, cool, man, I can hit you up after. And he's like, yeah, cool, hit me up. And I was like, cool. So I hit him up, and he's like, what's up, man? And we're talking. None of this,
this is important. JT from Long Cut.
Yep.
Gotcha.
And he's like, hey, I want you to do some vocals for a song.
Oh, shit.
And I was like, JT, I don't rap, bro. Like, I rap this.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't rap. But I rap this. And he's like, no, that's what I'm talking about. Like, we've got this song coming out, and I want to, I'm thinking about throwing some of your podcast stuff into it.
Ah, cool.
I'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
So I might suck at it. And if they look, and he's my homie. If they got to pull it off because it's garbage, they'll pull it off. And I'm in full support of you taking it off if it doesn't work. But if
that's
it does
cool,
work,
man.
Hey, that's cool. And I was like, yeah, man, they've done some stuff for, you hear that stuff on iTunes from like Jocko, where like people turn his shit into like music.
Yep.
And he's like, yeah, kind of like that, only, you know, we're still going to rap and shit. Like, yeah, I know it's not just me. But I thought that was cool, man. He's like, yeah. He's like, I got a cool idea for it, man. We'll mess around with it and have some fun. He's going to send me just some cuts of the song. And yeah. I said, man, we've got a lot of old podcasts. I might have some good stuff already, but I can also write some things down and drink some whiskey.
Super cool, man.
I'll put like a dip in.
Get that extra gravel
voice going. I want to put a dip in. I want to put a dip in. You know what I mean?
Oh,
and I
want to
drink some whiskey, and like I just want to make a fucking thing about it. And like sit here by myself, just like
I'm nauseous just thinking about
talk.
It.
I know. Don't put any dip in my
mouth,
bro.
Terrible.
It's not gonna be a good day.
Yeah.
But today's a good day, man. Holiday. Want to take a little bit of time and just chat on some stuff. I made a post on Instagram. Eli thinks we should talk about it, so we'll talk about it. What I wrote is mine. Hard men who do hard shit. I don't know who created that. I'm just going to say, like, hey, I learned that from Brian Shontosh, right? That's the first guy that I really heard talking about hard men doing hard shit, right? I don't know where it came from. If it came from him, hey, great. It wouldn't surprise me. A lot of great shit comes from him. If it didn't, I'm sure he's given credit to wherever it comes from. Or it might not be credit to anybody. It might just be one of those, just those sayings, you know, like what people say. And no one really knows where it came from, but it's just words to live by.
Credited to Tosh for now.
Yeah, but that's where I heard it. Yeah. If you guys haven't listened to the Broken Crooked Butterfly podcast, really good, really insightful. Really appreciate his perspective on a lot of things. And I've been pondering a lot of it, right? And this is kind of my thoughts on that today. And a little bit of context, guys, of just like maturing and growing through, you know, the Marine Corps infantry, having a little bit of time there with SOCOM and doing some cool stuff there, and the government work, the police work, you know, like when I first started hearing like the hard men do hard shit stance, it was like, yeah. And I kept thinking about it and like, yeah, what am I doing at the gym that's hard, you know? And like, all right, cool. And then like, nah, there's more. And then we end up doing it, you know. I talked Eli into a diesel day.
Vollen told me.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Vollen told me.
Into a 24-hour diesel day, which is with Brian Shontosh. It's a 24-hour physical endurance challenge. That's as far as I'm going to go with it, because if you're ever interested in one of those, you let us know. But I would hate to spoil it. A lot of what you tackle up in Boulder when you're doing that is the unknown, is not being prepared for some of the things that are thrown your way. So it's not a challenge. It's a growth challenge. It's not a challenge to go compete against others, but you will. But it's a growth challenge. So if I'm sitting here saying what it's all about, it's probably going to change by the time, you know, people hear this and the new Diesel Day is popping up. They just did a Diesel Day version 2, volume 2, this past weekend. That was different. So what I thought, or what I know, is the Diesel Day might already be expired. It might be new. Maybe they'll bring it back. Either way, it's about going up there and handling the unknown. So giving tips on that or telling you what it's all about, just, you know, the etiquette there wouldn't be appropriate. But it's a 24-hour physical endurance. And we did that, you know, and I had some great thoughts on that. I was proud of what you and I accomplished. Mm-hmm. We did that together. And I also felt good to get into Tosh's world, because he's a ultra endurance athlete, competitor. And he just gets after it, you know, and that's so cool. And I felt like I needed more of that in my life, because, yeah, I go to the gym and stuff. We've died, you know, I've dieted down before, and okay, cool. And I've done some fitness stuff when I was still director of operations for a fitness company, and cool. But I was like, I need some more of that in my life. You know, so we started training for it for about 3 weeks, 4 weeks, and then we did it. And, man, it was great, and it gave me some good perspective. And then a lot of the perspective I took from that, I started applying to business and family and just certain things and just having some poise. And then I've also had these thoughts on lately on just not over-indexing, right? And, like, I see people over-indexed. If you guys don't know what over-indexed is, it's like you're over into a category, excuse me, and you're not necessarily adequate or successful in others, right?
Yeah, so, doing something in excess, right?
Yeah.
Essentially.
Yeah, exactly. Like if all you do is a gym, but you live in your mom's basement and you're 38 right. years old and you don't have it, it's like, hey, maybe you shouldn't be working at T-Mobile. Mm-hmm. Maybe you should be mm-hmm. getting after it in some other directions and using, you know, your discipline or some other things, you know, that have that you've used in that world into another lane. And becoming successful. And then if the rebuttal is, well, I'm trying to be Mr. Olympia, that's what it takes. You're 38. You're not going to be Mr. Olympia. It's my humble opinion / candor for the sake of the podcast entertainment. No disrespect to bodybuilders. But I wrote a post. I'm just going to read it on the podcast. Eli, I'll let you digest it a little bit. I'll kind of tell you my thoughts as well.
Sure.
All right. Hard men do hard shit. For the longest time, this has always resonated in its physical form for me. The workload of a Marine infantryman, the workload of operating a beat on the street night in and night out, so doing like graveyards and things like that, and currently my constant pursuit of finding the next harder physical challenge. I didn't say hardest because it's easy to find a hardest, like a Badwater 240 or something. Mm-hmm. not in my realm of capabilities for what I think. Or maybe one day it could be. I don't want to limit myself, but no. Right, like I'm not there right now, but the diesel days, things like that, right? So just pursuing something like a diesel day and and getting after it. Although the physical is a great vehicle, let me just start over and stop explaining as I read. I'm sorry. So anybody listening, super apologize for it. Let me just read this and then we'll digest it. Hard men do hard shit. For the longest time, this has always resonated in its physical form for me. The workload of a Marine infantryman, the workload of operating a beat on the street night in and night out. And currently my constant pursuit in finding the next harder physical challenge. Although the physical is a great vehicle in teaching yourself how to work and break through barriers, it's where you take it from there that is most intriguing, especially lately. Building a successful company from the ground up is hard. Being a great father is hard. Being a great husband is hard. Being a great leader is hard. Helping others build their future both financially and emotionally is hard. Picking people up and moving them forward when they can't move themselves is hard. Bearing the weight of others is hard. Forgiving is hard. Loyalty to what you should be loyal to is hard. Maturity in its most emotional moments is hard. Executing at the highest level with the highest form of care and proficiency is hard. Physical exertion is a great tool, but just that by itself becomes selfish. It becomes sport. Only when you learn how to apply it does it become the tool, not the sport. Hard men do hard shit.
It's a good post, man.
Appreciate that, man. And it just, you know, and this is no disrespect to anybody doing anything, and I think everyone knows that, but like after doing a diesel day or doing certain things, it's like what I love about physical exertion, right? Because I, you know, something I've spoken there, it said, let's see here. Yeah, it's when I was talking about breakthroughs, the workload. Yep. Although the physical is a great vehicle in teaching yourself how to work and breakthrough. By the way, I wrote breakthrough as one word on Instagram. That's not appropriate.
It's not?
Breakthrough barriers.
Oh, gotcha.
Something can be a breakthrough
or
breakthrough barriers,
yeah,
right? Yeah, yeah. So the way I was using it, should have separated. Apologies for the grammar on that.
Good accountability there, bro.
Yeah, man.
Appreciate that.
What I do love is you can still use physical as mm-hmm. a leader, right? Mm-hmm. Like you can still teach, you know, and Tosh does a lot of that with these diesel days, right? Like he does his own physical stuff, mm-hmm. but then he uses diesel days and other platforms. It's like he brings people there and he lets them go through a diesel day and he mentors them through it. Mm-hmm. He allows
facilitate
them.
It.
He facilitates yeah. it. He allows them to just be embedded into this physical mm-hmm. endeavor to teach people how to work and to teach people to break through some of their own limits. And that's great, right? And he does a lot for himself. And I'll be honest with you, right? Like, man, that's so cool, because when the hell are you ever going to get mentored or taught or stand by side by side with a endurance athlete?
Mm-hmm. Or safely be able to experience a version of that. Yeah,
you going to go on a run with Cameron Haynes? No, you're not. No,
right.
Not unless it's a 5K and he's just hanging out with you because he thinks you're valuable. But right. The dude's going to run 300 miles. You going to run 300 miles? Probably not. But when these guys, you know, when Tosh creates this platform and it's like, hey, you know, any fitness level, any capacity, let me walk you through this. Let me mentor you through this. Really cool. But what I've been thinking of since then, especially since you and I have leveled up a bit, like the conversations we're having and the audience that we've been around lately with the Andy Frisellas and the Sal Frisellas and some of our personal friends, Gavin and, you know, Eric Colby's and some of these people that we're around doing business with now, it's like we've graduated into this new circle, right? Of like, hey man, maybe we were great college football players, you know, like, but man, like, hey, you might be like that number one draft pick that just got drafted to the pros, mm-hmm. and now you're hanging out with pros and talking business and running game plans and running playbooks, and it's like, cool. Now, you still have a lot to learn because we are at the bottom of that circle, right? But I feel so grateful for the tools physically I've applied. I've got new physical goals now, dialing in a meal prep and more bodybuilder stocks. I've never done what Eli has done, but I've always been mad at myself for carrying unnecessary body weight. And I do pretty well with like the endurance stuff, and I can always grip myself through it. You know what I can't grip myself through is the damn discipline day in and day out to just not eat shit. I can always kind of get away with eating shit and staying where I'm at because I work out pretty hard or I'll do an endurance thing. But it's like, you know what, man? I'm kind of like falling into like some thrive there, you know, and it's nothing against those pieces. I just know that, hey, I'm lacking in just the day in and day out food discipline. You know what, man? I want to get a hold of that. And most people, when I say that, it's like, yeah, I got some extra weight for sure. Like, nah, but you're a big, strong guy. And it's like, yeah, but it's not what you think. It's what I think about myself. Mm-hmm. And I know I'm not just eating pizza or whatever because, yeah, I can get away with it. No, it's also because I lack the discipline in that window. And I want to get a handle on that. So now you and I have talked and we've been, you know, going at it from that traditional standpoint where let's prep some food. So we're prepping and cooking food and I'm learning that world and I'm going to get a hold of it. And we've got weight goals and body fat goals and cool. And I like that. So I'm still using that physical. It's not like an endurance challenge, but it's a day in and day out. But dude, it's hard.
Yeah. Everyday discipline, man.
Dude, it's hard.
Yeah. Everyday discipline.
It's hard.
Right?
Like I don't hate it. That's a strong word. I don't hate it. But it's definitely, I definitely feel, yeah, this is my window. I got to work at it. So, but I do appreciate that I'm working at it and just getting better by the day, right? And like, hey, why not me, man? Like, dude, lean out. It's been a long, I used to be shredded. It's been a long time. I had a lot of fun getting big and strong. Mm-hmm. But then, yeah, I was kind of just eating whatever and that was fun. But like, no, dude, like, you're still in your 30s. You've got more than enough time and to just trim out and be more functional. Like, I don't like the inflammation.
Well, and that's you, man. You're always looking for that. How do I improve? Right. Mm-hmm. We're never happy with good enough, you know? And it's like,
I have been a little bit because my physique to me has been good enough. Why? No, I've applied it. You know, I've done well with other things, but my biggest thing, and I want to hear your opinion on this too. Like I haven't really asked you how you feel with the growth, but something that I notice is like, I do see people and I'm just using the fitness world because you know, you and I come from that fitness world, but maybe we don't have to, but what I'm seeing like on my social media and certain other things is like people that have over indexed or like, man, they're mashing this, but they're not really applying it to everything else. It's like, man, if you don't find an opportunity to take your physical, you know, endeavors and apply it to everything else, like it's just sport. It's selfish. It's just sport. And you're not necessarily leveling up like you should. And I hear a lot of people talking and being motivational about fitness. I just don't see a lot of action behind anything in addition to fitness. And then this is also like just kind of like making a blanket statement to what I'm seeing on my social media, you know, with just the stuff on my search engine and what I follow.
Yeah.
I think it shows me certain things, but there's a lot of hard men do hard shit style posts out there. Right. Mm-hmm. And, it's like the narrative it's pushing and it's not just one account. There's a lot, but it's like, whether it's like the endurance challenges or the throwing an axe, growing a fucking beard, you know, and just there's like this overcompensating hard men do hard shit aura out there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, Who the fuck am I, first of all? So I'm only going to say it, I guess, on our podcast, because that's where I have a voice. And if no one wants to hear, they can get off of it. I've also had people reach out to me, and you know of some of them, because people assume I'm a certain way politically, or they assume I'm a certain way ideology-wise because of my background and how I look. And you don't, but you don't necessarily know everything about me, and I might surprise you, right? I'm not planting seeds, so don't send me a message on, like, whatever you think that just meant. But it means, like, I'm not necessarily what you see on a beer can, okay?
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, as we grow, dude, like, our private Facebook groups and getting on there every day. So let me just tell you about business and where we've scaled. And, like, I've mentioned a little bit, but now I'm going to get into, like, some of the specifics. Coaching a team. We've been doing that for a while. We're still coaching agents. Getting on these private Facebook groups, right, that we've created.
Building communities there.
Building a community there. But when you go on video, you're not bullshitting. Like, getting in there and being mentally dialed and giving super valuable content that can help people better their business. Helping people one-on-one, you know, in their business. Clients. Making sure you are. This is a hot market in Colorado. We just had 48 offers on a buy. They picked our offer over the other 47. Being dialed in enough and having the right relationships in place to make that successful, managing client emotions during that process, when we're selling, like, managing that entire process, and is it going well? Are you managing that client well? Are you managing the offers that are coming in well? Are there offers coming in? Should we adjust what we're doing in the market? All of that stuff. Fatherhood, marriage, being a good friend, having integrity, being loyal to what you know you should be loyal to, even if that means like telling a friend, calling them out. Or not being loyal to a company just because you like the company. Or not being loyal to a political party just because you vote that party, right? Not policing our own. That's some hard shit. That is hard shit, man. Being a good father, being present, being interactive, drawing lines where they need to be drawn, but having endearment and patience. And, dude, it's hard. It's hard.
It's a lot.
Right? Running our business from the ground up, from a fucking pantry, hard. Helping other people financially and emotionally so they can build their businesses. And they are. Like, there's real stories where people are building their business, man. This shit's hard. Mm-hmm. It's hard. And there's not enough talk about that. And where I got this first clue was a buddy of mine. I don't have permission to talk about him. So I don't want to, like, go too far into it. But a really good buddy of mine, we've grown a really good friendship, and he had one of his mentors yelling at him about one of his physical challenges, and he's like, get off of that shit. You gotta get off the physical. You know what's hard? Being a good Christian is hard, and being a good this is hard, and being a good that is hard. And we got a good laugh off of this voicemail, but it's sunk in and it's stuck. And I go, and this is where, like, maturity matters, because the way he was saying it, it was in direct defense of, I don't support physical shit. Yeah, it's cool, but you know what's hard? Everything I do is hard, not that stuff's hard.
Yeah.
And it felt like he was just kind of, like, saying it for the sake of saying it as a mentor, or leveling up in some manner, puffing the chest in some manner. But just because someone puffs their chest a little bit, or just the way they're presenting something's a little rough, doesn't mean there's not truth in it. It just means, like, the delivery is not best. Right. So I've just been mulling on it. Cool. You know, and, like, I did a little bit more research into the guy to really see who he's all about, what's he all about. And, like, cool. And I just start applying. And then you and I have really been scaling lately, and I'll get mentally tired. You know, long it's been since, like, just mentally getting drained, you know, but then having to come home and be dad. And I've really, really been trying to be present there and put the phone down and enjoy that. And I enjoy that, but it's fucking hard. And I'm like, you know what? Hey, there's some truth to what this guy is talking about, even if it didn't come out right on that voicemail, you know, to my buddy. But, man, like, there's some value there. And I started just applying it to, like, everything you and I have been doing. And then I didn't say a word. I just kept it with myself. But I'm watching social media. We've got a private group for 75 Hard right now. I'm watching the 75 Hard group. It's nothing but physical. Mm-hmm. You know, not nothing. That's not true. It's not just physical. But the majority is photos and videos of a workout. I'm like, hard, I'm doing it, you know? And it's like, none of it has showed how that applied to fatherhood, to business, to marriage, and how you're using this physical platform, this challenge, how it's bleeding into the rest of your life, you know? And I'm just like, man, like, today I was kind of feeling it. I was like, dude, this is some hard shit we're doing. I want to talk about it. And I love using the physical to expose flaws or to expose where you could work harder, right? Like me cutting weight right now. Like, yeah, dude, you're just slacking on your diet. Yeah, you're strong. You're plenty strong. Everybody tells you you're strong. Cool. So you just get a rest on that, don't you? Mm-hmm. Yeah, apparently fucking so, Will. Apparently you do because that's what you've been doing, right? So it's like, man, okay, dial it in. Like, but I'm trying my best to use the physical representation of myself and the physical application of workouts to also go, hey, where else are you doing that?
Yep.
And you know what, man? Like, it'll expose it prior to actually doing it. So I do stay dialed in at work. I do stay committed to these groups because it's like, hey, if I start cutting on this work stuff like I've cut on this stuff, where does it end? You're always going to be juggling. You're never – and I'm like, no, I don't want to juggle. Like, man, I want to be dialed in every aspect. I've juggled a couple. We've been growing for 3 years. We've grown astronomically, but we've juggled. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no, man, I don't want to juggle anymore. I want to be dialed in my business. I want to be dialed as a friend and a father and a husband and a mentor. I want to be dialed with my own business. I want to be dialed with my physique. And I know that it's possible, mm-hmm. right? Like, if you got time to put something in your mouth, why not make it not dog shit? Right? If you got time to go to the gym, why not make it worth your time if you're going to eat right? But if you're not going to eat right, why the hell you spend time in the gym? Mm-hmm. And it's the same thing with like your business, man. Like if you're not going to put the adequate time into it and execute and be proficient, like why are you doing it? And it all bleeds together. So my post today was really just talking about that because when we talk about just this hard men do hard shit, and it's, I'm not pointing anybody out individually right now. It's just literally across my Instagram. I think based off of who I follow Cam Haynes and Brian Chantosh and Annie Frisella and Sal Frisella. And so when I go search on the search part, I think you get a lot of like, okay, not just those people, but things related to.
The man shit, yeah.
Yeah, so now I'm just like getting beards and beer and axe beard throwing and man deodorant, man charcoal toothpaste.
Yeah.
Fucking all kinds of stuff. And I'm just, you know, like hard, 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 hard. I'm like, man.
It's marketable. I think I really, a couple thoughts on that. So to be fair to people listening, like Will already pointed this out, but just to reiterate, you know, as far as the physical shit, I see a lot of the opposite too. I see a lot of guys that I think are great dads and they spend a lot of time with their kids and they take them on vacation and they do a lot of this stuff. And then they're also really out of shape and they probably can't go play catch with their kid and they're throwing their back out doing stupid shit. And then you really can't even pick your kid up. Right. Yeah. So you see over indexing in all areas. Right. So I definitely think you hear us preach about it a lot.
The dad bod.
Right. Man, right.
It was like funny at first, but then it scaled so far it became acceptable.
Yep.
And then it became so acceptable. If you saw a dad with a dad bod, you're like, you just had this assumption. He's like, this
he's a good dad.
But in reality, it's like, hey, what is that physical representation for your kiddos, man?
Yeah. So not
because you want your kiddos to learn how to manage their time and take care of themselves. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to be shredded and be Mr. Olympia. But there is adequate ways to perform physically, mentally, in your diet, in your physical exertion. Like, yeah, it does play a role.
You're teaching your kid how to ride a bike. All of a sudden, he starts taking off. And then you're like, shit, I can't even keep up with him. And then he's eating shit down the road because you can't even catch your damn kid.
Or you're teaching your kid how to swim, but you can't swim.
Exactly.
Problem.
So again, this over-indexing applies to everything. Yeah. But for the sake of the topic of conversation, I think, you know, talking about the physical aspect because it is appealing right now. And I think just like pendulum, man, you know, things sway one way or another. And I think we took a big swing into being afraid of masculinity.
Well,
overall,
I wasn't being afraid of it. It was like, it wasn't allowed.
You couldn't talk about it.
It was like this toxic masculinity, like not, right. It just wasn't allowed.
So the pendulum swung to the other side. And now you're starting to see like marketers be like, being a man is okay again.
Take it back.
Yes.
Land grab.
Yep.
And it's like, hey.
100%.
No.
100%.
I mean, yes, but no. But and you're correct.
And what I want to point out here is that buying man soap doesn't make you a man.
Bro, I love female soap.
You always smell great. He'll get in the car sometimes and I'm like, shit, man, you smell like Bath and Body Works. That's amazing.
Bro, it's my lady shit. Why would I buy my own shit? If it's good enough for her skin, it's definitely good enough for my skin.
Growing a beard doesn't make you a man.
Mm-mm. You know, it hides your double chin.
It does hide your double chin, yeah. Or if you have like, weak jawline or something or weak upper lip, a good mustache will help. Doing hard endurance events doesn't make you a man.
No.
Right? Again, none of this stuff is just going to make you a man out of the gate. For us, you know, I've been on this quest to get rid of my inner bitch, as Andy would put it.
I like how you pointed at me. I almost thought you were going to say me.
I pointed at you because you helped me do that.
Well, we've all got it, though.
Yeah, and you guys have heard me talk about that before, how I literally prayed for a will, and the angels sent me a little will to come down and help me.
You can't say it enough. If you said it every day, it wouldn't be enough.
So I think, you know, guys, we're always struggling to get rid of that inner bitch, and you think that, you know, doing your beard oil and going to the axe throwing place is going to be what does it. And guys, it doesn't.
Or working out and doing like hard workouts and doing that.
Yeah.
Or something else. Like, it's no, if you want to have a beard, have a beard. We're being funny and we're being lighthearted for the sake of just having some fun with the crowd. Mm-hmm. And you guys are listening to this. We want to make it entertaining. So, but all jokes aside, like, if you enjoy beards, have a beard. If you enjoy working out
100%.
But just please understand that, like, you can't just put this like this one-dimensional ideology behind what like hard men and hard shit looks like, man. Yep. Like, there's a lot of things that goes into it. I think first and foremost, you should find what that looks like for you.
Yes.
And you should practice. And I wrote a note on this, man. Let me pull this out. Mm-hmm. And Eli, I'll let you kind of cap us off, because I know we don't want to keep it too long. We want to be straight to the point. But one of my biggest things was seek your own truth and practice it. Mm. Okay. So like, what is your own truth? And if women are listening right now and maybe, you know, this doesn't apply to you, because we're talking about, you know, hard shit and hard men and all this. But, hey, it still applies for women as far as, like, how you see yourself, right? But seek your own truth, right? What you want to look like, what you want to feel like, what do you want to practice? How do you want to represent yourself? Who are you to your children or to your peers, your coworkers, your friends and your family? Like, hey, what's your identity? What's your truth? But then practice it.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like when you get into the practical application, right, like, what's your truth? Mm-hmm. And practice it. It's going to be physical. It's going to be mental.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be public service. It's going to be service to others. Like, there's a lot of things that coincides with your identity. But the bottom line is to, like, hey, how do you see yourself, or how do you want to see yourself? And you've got to get in and you've got to put the application behind it.
Mm-hmm. Otherwise, man, I feel like you're just wearing a costume.
Yeah.
You know, you're just putting on this costume and it makes you feel like you're this person. And
I will say, if you got a beard and some Danner boots on and you can't change a tire, you're in trouble, bro.
Bad news,
don't let me see that.
Yeah. That's don't bad news.
And just because you got high heels and a dress on doesn't mean you can't.
Yep.
You know, but again, like, you know, I don't want to get too crazy with it, but seek your own truth and practice it.
Mm-hmm. And be careful, guys, where you're putting your energy. Now, I'm definitely a firm believer that in certain phases of life and certain phases of where your goals are at, you might be over-indexed in one way or another because out of sheer necessity. But then the idea is that, yes, you over-index for a short period of time, but then you create systems and processes and control measures so that you can then have some momentum gained in an area and then put some of that energy in a different area. We've had multiple conversations about this where it's like, yeah, we're really focused on our business. And yes, there's less family time, but we communicate with the family. And now while we're building that business, or there are systems being built as processes so that can free up some of our time. So then we can focus on our fitness and our family and other things. Yeah. But it's a constant adjustment, guys. But you can't just think that, you know, going out and doing a diesel day every 3 months or going out and, you know, going to the axe throwing place and all that stuff is
going to the gym
check
every
that
day
box.
For your like, yeah,
going and doing
way to apply it.
The bodybuilding shit, guys, there's more to life out there. And a lot of times when you are doing that, you forget to check in with yourself. You forget to check in with your family members and your close friends, the people that matter to you, and really see how this is affecting them. Because I mean, I've seen some fitness people, some bodybuilders just completely destroy their families and relationships over the fucking gym.
Yeah, and I would say this. We talked about it on a private Facebook group today, and it was great, man. A lot of support in there. I really appreciate those things, and I feel good about what we're giving because I feel good that we've become successful there. And we have the integrity behind what we're giving.
Mm-hmm.
Don't sell. Serve. If you're just a shell and you're putting on some image and whatever it may be, and it's selfish or it's just one-dimensional toward you and it's this presentation that you're putting on, you're selling.
Mm-hmm.
Versus like, hey, where your work ethic and your dedication to fitness and business and family, like, how can that help and serve others to become better? You want to talk about men being men? Hey, real men need to step up and help men be men. We need to support men, help men be better, help men with depression, help men with fatherhood, help men with opening up and being sensitive and, you know, being okay, like, having insecurities and getting better at it, but then being confident with who they are, understanding like if you don't want to do certain manly quote unquote things, that's okay too. You know, and I think there's a lot of power there. And I think if there is anything about giving power back to the men, like let's let wise, developed, mature, successful men help men be men. You know, but again, like if it's this shell of a thing and this image solely that you're putting off, you're selling. Mm-hmm. And I'm more of the don't sell, serve. Find a way to apply what you do in life to pay it forward and give it to others and serve. And you'll be surprised where that takes you.
Love it, dude. Huge. Yeah, love it. Guys, this has been the Day One Dollar Zero podcast. We appreciate you listening. If you found any value in this episode or any of our other episodes, it helps us a ton if you just tell somebody about it, share it on your Instagram page. Any of that, guys, every listener matters to us. So we greatly do appreciate it. And tell them where they can find us on those Facebook groups.
Yeah. If you're looking at like a private Facebook group, there's Operation Real Estate Success Agent Edition. That's for real estate agents. We've got some lenders in there. If you're a lender, you want to jump in and help your agents out and get some word for them, you can. You can find me on Will_Grimes on Instagram. You can find me on Facebook, Will Grimes, no underscore. Yeah, you can find us right here on iTunes, Spotify, YouTube, Google Play. We're excited for the support. If you guys need us, please find a way on those personal platforms to reach out, and we're happy to help.
All right, thanks for listening, guys. We'll see you next time.
Out. Slip it on down and turn it up. Stop down and we're trailblazing, yeah, bud. In a posse, dirty, filthy like a strip club. Dropping bombs out the gate, bringing big guns. Raw records, we the snake, we the A1. Speak up and we know where we came from. Welcome to the posse, let me hear you yell on. Got a blanket on the game, long punch, they heat it, retreated. All the same, but exemptions I need.